Welcome to another episode of Introductory Wine Classes for Novices. My goal in creating this podcast was to convey information to you about wine that I learned over years that I wish someone had told me early on. I'm trying to take information and sort of compress it so that you can learn these things and enjoy wine more by sort of learning the basics without having to go through all that time and learning on your own. All right, so for today's lesson, we're going to be discussing what I call the three V's of wine, which is vintage, vintner, and varietal. And the first one is the vintage. The vintage is the year that the grapes were harvested. So you'll see a date on most wines, unless it's a non-vintage. It could be a non-vintage champagne, which means the grapes could have been harvested from a variety of different years. But when you see a year on a bottle of wine, that is typically the vintage, and that refers to the year that the grapes were harvested, because that's sort of the most basic method to use, because you get when the wine goes into the bottle, how long it's in the bottle. Folks could release different wines over a long period of time. So to make it sort of consistent, they chose vintage to be the particular year that the grapes were harvested. And this can also give you an indicator of the quality of a wine, because in given years you might have drought, you might have too much rain, there might be bad weather in a variety of different ways. And so that can affect a given vintage. But we'll come back around to this. It's sort of hard to know the different vintages and which ones are good and which ones are bad. So, but that year on there is the year that the grapes were harvested. The second thing is the vintner, or who makes the wine. And this would seem to be a pretty obvious thing, but sometimes it gets a little confusing, because this is where you have names like Chateau Lafite, or it could be Mondavi, or it could be Gallo. It could be a variety of different vintners who are basically making the wine, and there are literally thousands of different organizations who make wine. Some of them grow the grapes themselves. Some of them source grapes from other folks. Maybe they do a combination. But ultimately, these are the folks making the wine, right? So that's the second V. First V is the vintage. The second is the vintner. And then the third is the varietal, or the variety of wine. And the most common ones you hear about are like Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc, affectionately called SB by some people, Merlot. There are a variety of them, and I looked it up, and there are over 10,000 different varieties. But when you get down to it, if you learn probably about 20, you cover probably 95% of the wines you're going to bump into. And so what this is referring to is the type of grape. So there's over 10,000 different types of grapes, or types of wine, or varieties of wine, or varietals. So it's referring to the specific grapes. And I'll get into it in a later podcast. The challenges with a lot of wine labels is many times they don't put the varietal on there, especially if it's an import. Many times they assume you should know that if it's a red Burgundy, it's Pinot Noir, but we'll talk about that in a different podcast. But here's what I would tell you: as you look at the three different V's, right? You look at a bottle of wine, you see the vintage, you see the vintner, and then you see the varietal. Is if you're just starting out with wine, you should focus on the varietal, because you're not going to know the different vintages across the world. You're not going to know, right, 1961's the great year of Bordeaux, or that 2011 was a lean year in Oregon. So it's tough to get the vintages down, so don't necessarily focus on that. And then the different vintners out there, you might get an affection for one or many different makers of wine, and that's great. And you can kind of begin to get to know their styles over time. But I think the thing to focus on when you're just getting into it is focus on the varietal. Focus on the varietals you like. There's no right or wrong in wine. When I first started drinking wine, which I think was when I was 17, I enjoyed plum wine, which is a very sweet wine you get in Japanese restaurants. I enjoyed it. I had a parent of a friend of mine laugh at me for enjoying plum wine. I still remember that. But the gist of it is, the most important thing is that you know what you like. And so you should begin to focus on the specific varietals you like. That way, when you walk into, you know, a restaurant or a bar, and they've got wine on the list, you can go, well, do I feel like having a Chardonnay? Do I feel like having a Cab? Do I feel like having a Pinot Noir? Just focus first on the different varietals and try different varietals and begin to learn what you enjoy, because it doesn't really matter what other people like or all the, you know, all the sort of hoity-toityness that gets put around wine. What's most important is you learn what you enjoy, and it's much easier to figure out the general varietals that you like. And that way, when you walk into a place, you know what you feel like. Do you feel like having on a hot day, like a nice, crisp, cold rosé, or do you feel like having a glass of Chardonnay, or do you feel like a Merlot? Focus on the different varietals, and as you taste them more and more, you'll have a better understanding of what you like, and you can apply it to the given situation of what you're about to eat, or on a given day, if you're just going to have a glass of wine, what you feel like. So again, those are sort of the three V's. There is actually a bonus fourth V, which I'll get into again in a later podcast, but it's the idea of a vineyard. You'll actually get some wines which are focused to a very specific vineyard. And this is big in Burgundy, and we'll talk about that later. But for instance, there's a vineyard in Oregon called Shea, S-H-E-A, and there are only a limited number of vintners or wineries that can actually source from that particular vineyard. And so people begin to get an affection for a particular vineyard, and some labels will put on there that particular vineyard, and some are more well known than others, some are more coveted than others. It's a way of folks of branding. You're always trying to narrow down to the specific region, to the specific plot of land, because it will give you a greater indicator of the type of wine you're going to get. But also, from a branding perspective, this allows you to, as a vintner, to typically charge more if people develop a liking to a particular vineyard. But getting to that point, you really have to have a lot of knowledge. And obviously, if you try wines in that given area, that's great. But you'll end up paying typically a higher price because there's scarcity if it's to a specific vineyard. But again, that's sort of a bonus fourth V. We'll talk about that in a later podcast. Again, the three key V's are vintage, the year the grapes were harvested, the vintner, who's making the wine, and then lastly, varietal. And I would say, as you begin to learn about wine, just sort of get used to the different varietals, especially sort of those top 10, top 20 you find often on wine menus. And if you run into varietal in a restaurant or bar that you don't know, you can always ask about it. What does it taste like? Ask the people serving it. What is this particular varietal like? And that way you can get an idea of what it tastes like. But go ahead and try it out, because maybe you'll be introduced to a new varietal like Vermentino or some of the ones you see on menus but not too often. Maybe you'll get an idea that you'll enjoy those particular varietals that you didn't even know about. Because as I mentioned before, there are over 10,000 different varieties out there. So it's always good to explore new ones, but it's also good to know those basics, because you're going to see them a lot on wine menus. So that wraps up this first podcast. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you later.